with a look at Radio on the Go Sports for a Saturday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. We start with college baseball, where the Wartburg Knights are getting closer to a conference tournament championship after knocking off number one Luther in the previous round. Wartburg upends number two Coe in the conference tourney. 10-7, 13-inning thriller. Wartburg with the win over the Cohawks yesterday, and they'll wait the winner of Luther or Coe so they can play the Norse or the Cohawks again today at 2 o'clock and try to get that American Rivers Conference championship here for the Wartburg Knights. Good luck to them. Also yesterday in baseball for college, Nebraska just shut out Iowa 10-0. And Illinois State ended the UNI Panthers softball season 7-6. The Panthers end the softball spring at 29-23. Well, we've had a lot of area sports going on as well. Not quite as much yesterday, but there was some boys golf. The South Tama County Invitational yesterday saw the Grundy Center boys place fourth with a 308. It was West Fork defeating North Butler head-to-head in boys golf by 10 strokes, 167-177. In boys soccer yesterday, the AP-DNH United team defeated GCGR 2-0. And in girls soccer, 10th-rated Applington Parkersburg shut out GCGR 6-0. On Thursday, a lot of action. We weren't able to report on all of it with the conference championships going on. But Applington Parkersburg placed third at the NICL Boys Golf Tournament with a 314 at Pheasant Ridge. They were 5 strokes behind East Marshall and 11 behind Waterloo Columbus. Nate Peters led the Falcons, carding a 76 to play 7th. Benny Waller was 9th with a 77. Grundy Center was 4th as a team. Jed Dvorsky led the team with a 3rd place finish with 74. And Jackson Kiewit was 8th with a 77. For AGWSR, they ended up in 12th. Their leading golfer at conference was Lane Olson, who had an 82. Dyton Hartford finished in 13th place. Leading the Wolverines was Drew Destival with a 39th placing. And South Hardin was 14th as a team. Owen Larson placed 12th individually with a 79. Also, some more individual results from the North Central Conference Boys Golf Meet. And that took place Thursday at Legacy Course in Mason City. Iowa Falls Alden was 22 strokes behind champion Clear Lake to place 5th with a 3033. Claren Gilfield Dowes was 7th with a 380. Hampton Dumont Cal was 9th with a 384. Carson Caluse led Iowa Falls Alden with an 80 to place 11th, followed by Johnny Snyder with an 82 to place 15th. For Hampton Dumont Cal, their leading golfer at conference was Oliver Arnholz. He had an 88 to place 30th. Teddy Yackel led Claren Gilfield Dowes with a 92 to place 33rd. Well, as many of you have heard, the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments are expanding to 76 teams. For the men's tournament, it's the largest expansion since going to 64 teams back in 1985.
The expanded doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'm sure somebody smarter than me figured that out. Just because I think, you know, the less people, the more prestigious it is to make the NCAA tournament.
And that's Iowa men's coach Ben McCollum. Hawkeye women's coach Jan Jensen says it is the latest example of a rapidly changing landscape for the sport.
There's just so many layers to different rules, right? Everything from if we're going to expand the tournament to 5 years to, you know, the rev share, the NIL is, you have to be pretty nimble, right? And you can't spend too much time critiquing it because it'll pass you by. You just have to work on the formula. You have to work on whatever those adaptations are to prepare you as best you can to handle it successfully.
The Hawkeye women have added 3 players via the transfer portal, including former Georgia guards Danny Carnegie and Jocelyn Frazen. Former Oklahoma State guard Amari Whiting has also signed with the Hawkeyes.
Well, we're at 9 right now, and we added a really good 3 that we needed to add. And along with our freshman that's coming in, I hope to have a couple more added next week.
The Hawkeyes have a current roster of 9, and they hope to add 2 more players, as she said, next week.
This year, I think we've done a pretty good job of really vetting, and so the process goes a little bit slower. But the portal is just so unique every year, right? In the sense where, you know, as a Hawk fan, you think, well, everybody would come and want to have a scholarship. But a lot of people, it's minutes and money.
In Cedar Falls, Northern Iowa men's basketball coach Kyle Green says his roster for next season is nearly complete. The Panthers have signed 4 players via the transfer portal, including former Tulsa forward Ian Smilkey and Austin Pays wingman Tate McCubbin and Western Michigan guard Carson Viss and former North Dakota guard Grayson Ullman.
He's kind of a proven score. He's always kind of been one of those kids that was undervalued or under-recruited, but he's won at every level. He won a high school championship in Minnesota. Kind of like Jaden Kimbrough and Will Gertis. I mean, they're winning programs, guys that are used to winning. They kind of know what's, you know, we look for that in recruiting, that DNA that it takes. Grayson, along with Jaden and Will, fit that category. And took his team to the conference championship in the Summit League when he was at North Dakota.
Green says Smickley gives the Panthers much needed size along the front line.
Big Ian is physical, aggressive. Again, played a couple of years at a high level. Played as a freshman at Tulsa, just like Grayson, just like Tate. Tate McCubbin, same thing. Proven, you know, he's had success right away. Was OVC Player of the Year as a freshman. I mean, those were winning qualities, along with being winning, you know, skill-wise, were what we were looking for.
The Panthers have lost several key players from a team that won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament and played in the NCAA Tournament. Staying at Northern Iowa, where football coach Todd Stepsta says the Panthers don't expect to add a 12th game to their upcoming season. You and I released an 11-game slate this week that begins September 5th at Eastern Washington. The Panthers only have 5 games, and Stepsta says the Panthers were trying to find another home game.
There's one thing to find a team that has an opening, and then you add another layer when it's like, well, they don't want to necessarily travel to you, and we 7 road games would be a little bit tough. I don't know if I would be a big fan of that either. So, I think, you know, at the end of the day, now that we know, it allows us to plan. How can we be our best given this new landscape? The reality is, we're playing 11. I think we're at the point right now where we have exhausted every single avenue. I mean, you know, everybody that we thought had availability, you know, either they're in the works of finding their last one, or they're in contracts, or they want a home game.
And Stepsis says they wanted to find that 6th home game, but they did not want to add a 7th one on the road.
The reality is, we're playing 11. We tried everything we could to find that 12th, but I do believe that the way the schedule is, with our 3 non-conference games and then, you know, having that next conference opener, you know, right after that, and then a bye, it feels like that's going to be a good recipe for success as far as our team being their best on every Saturday.
And the home opener will be September 12th against Drake for UNI football. Today on the scorecard, Hampton-Dumont Cal hosting their own golf tournament. The boys, that is, Hampton-Dumont Cal, Iowa Falls Alden, North Butler, among the local teams competing at the Hampton Country Club that starts at 9 a.m. And in boys soccer, Hampton-Dumont Cal is on the road to the Waverly-Shellrock tournament, and that begins at 11:30 today. And the Sports Beat program is a reminder that they air today on 104.9 KLMJ, brought to you by Mort's Water Company, and 99 The Wave, brought to you by Brothers Market of Parkersburg and Grundy Center. Spring Conference Championship Week has concluded, and local champions and other strong performers will be featured in interviews today. Here on KLMJ, North Central Conference track and field champions and their head coaches will air, and North Iowa Cedar League track and field champions and their head coaches will be part of the 99 The Way Brothers Market Sports Beat. Rounding out the programs, Applington, Parkersburg, and Dighton Hartford girls soccer interviews from Monday's game will air. Hampton-Dumont Cal alum and Iowa State track and field student athlete Charlie Morton will be joining us again, as she made an appearance to watch the Jim Basie relays in Hampton here a few days ago. The programs air at 8:30 on 104.9 KLMJ today. That's the Mort's Water Company edition, and 10 a.m. on 99 The Wave. You can also listen on demand at radioonthego.com. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting, and don't forget, if you're a pickleball player, pickleball, come just play. You don't have to have a partner. They'll team you up with somebody and just have some fun with pickleball today in Hampton at Progress Park, 8 o'clock here in just a few minutes. They're going to be starting. It's free for everyone every Saturday at Progress Park, courts next to the swimming pool in Hampton. More sports available online at radioonthego.com. You have a wonderful weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms tomorrow.